if you eat or drink things that don't agree with you, they might come up, you say you
vomit.
And somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say they're...
If what now?
If somebody's pretty sick or something, you'd say they're sick to their...
Sick to their stomach.
What would be maybe some crude terms for, you might say he threw up or...
He puked. He excreted waste material out of his mouth. He threw up.
Do you ever hear anything that was kind of humorous, like a Technicolor burp or something like that?
Good gracious, no. That's a new one. A Technicolor burp. Burp. Like a damn diarrhea. Technicolor squad.
But she hardly got the news when she came right over to...
to tell you about it.
If he doesn't come,
I'll have to get him.
Or I blank disappointed.
I will be disappointed.
If you're both going to be glad to see someone, you say, we...
will be glad to see him again.
Or we, just other ways of saying that would be we.
We what? We will be disappointed to see him. We'll be sad to see him.
Mm-hmm. If Dora were, I don't know, maybe if she did something like, pick up the light over there and turn it upside down and dump it on the floor, you might say, if you do that again, I'll
beat your ass.
If, a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you'd say he is.
He's getting ready to get it.
And, what would you call maybe a boy and a girl that are going together in high school or something?
Boy's day.
Would you call him, her?
A boyfriend.
Or her?
Girlfriend.
Would there be other names for that?
Yeah. he would be her sucker and she'd be his sucker.
Yeah.
You know, he'd probably call her his bitch, and she'd call him her man. Her man.
Mm-hmm.
Others might call him fools.
Yeah.
Strung out. Mm-hmm. Let's say he has a ring in his nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about if, what would you say if they had a pretty strong relationship they might be getting into,
into going steady?
Yeah.
Getting engaged.
Boy comes in with lipstick on his collar. His little brother might say, you've been...
kissing.
Would there be other terms for that?
Nigging. Getting down. Getting it on. Making love. Smooching, trying to get over. Let's see. Let a pussy kiss you on the collar. No, seriously, that's about it. Yep.
If he asks her to marry him, she doesn't want to marry him. What would you say she did to him?
Stood him up.
No.
Huh?
You might say they just...
Say that again. Hearing a couple of things different here now.
If she say she didn't want to marry him, she would...
If she didn't want to marry him, she turned down his proposal.
And if she didn't turn down the proposal, you might say they've just...
decided not to get married.
A wedding, what kind of people would you have at a wedding?
A bunch of nosy people, sightseers, well-wishers,
mm-hmm.
preachers, minister, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
You'd have the bride and the groom, the parents, the ring bearers, the ushers, the bridesmaids, the photographer. I'm just thinking of everything I didn't have in mind.
Yeah.
That'd be about it, I'd say. Organist, pianist.
Would you have other names for the ring bearers?
Ring boy.
Oh, the ring bearers or
whatever? No. Oh yeah, flower girl. I forgot to mention that. Dara was a flower girl in the wedding.
What would you call it? Maybe something, a party or something after a wedding?
Reception.
Would there be other names for that?
Party.
Would you ever hear it called a chivalry?
Mm-mm.